might be a self-titled track. And this is the Saturday Morning Special, a special edition of a show that up until this point has not existed. I'm Charlie.
I'm Sam.
Sam's my brother. He's in from out of town. You can hear me on CCD, a distribution requirement, Thursdays at 7 to 8 a.m. But today, we'll be here from 7 to 8 a.m. At least that. Maybe 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, if I don't fall asleep first.
Playing some fun music and talking about things. And stuff like that on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
So eloquent, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Speak louder, please. I know you're tired.
Yeah, okay.
But first, this is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with their song, The Message.
It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to provide, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder how I keep going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails. Used to be a fag hag, such a dance to tango. Skipped the life and dangle, was her gone princess. Seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone. Scares my wife when I'm not home. I got a bum's education, double digit inflation. Can't take the train, did a job, did a strike at the station. A neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop the turnaround. Broke my sacroiliac, mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
To the ways of mankind. Got a smiling on you, but he's frowning too. Because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, live a second rate. And your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great bigger alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thug pimps and pushers and the big money makers. Drive a big car, spend the 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smuggling, stolers, burglars, and gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandling. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking round like a pretty boy boy, turn stick up kid, but look what you done did. Got set up for the 8-year bid, now your manhood is choked. You're a Maytag, spend the next 2 years as an undercover bag, being used in abuse. Served like hell to one day, you were found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song, how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle
it makes you wonder how I keep them going under. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes you wonder how I keep them going under.
Once again, that was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with The Message. That was a remastered edition. It was also re-recorded, actually. So, Sam, how do you want your special show to be remembered by the people?
Well, I think the most important thing about the Saturday morning special is that, you know, it's early. It's much earlier than I would usually like to get up. So I think we should try and... I've got to keep my mouth close to the mic here. I think we should try and chill it out and relax everybody, which is where this next three-song set comes in. It's one of my Spotify playlists, and it's all food-based. All of the songs you are going to hear are going to have something to do with food. And I think, you know, breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
Important meal of the day that you never eat.
I never eat it. It goes against what I stand for as a person, but I think everybody else should love and enjoy it. So here are your three-song food set.
And those three songs will start out with Clementine by Sarah Jaffe. So this is that song off of her album, Suburban Nature. Enjoy.
Crying all the times, 50 boys, 50 lives. I love you like peaches. You're as sweet as can be. I love you like peaches. You got me up in a tree. Girl, I won't eat you all up. Every last drop. I love you like a blue sky on a beautiful day. I love you like a blue sky. Hey, what can I say? I just want you above me. I want you to love me. I love you like forever, 'cause it's all that we got. I love you like forever. Yeah, but not for what it's not. Not the way that it was. Or could be because I love you like peaches. I love you like a blue sky. I love you like forever. And here's the reason why.
Say that you are cute. It'd be like saying that a strawberry is sweet, because a strawberry has secret flavors that are sharp and tart and red and deep. And I would love to find you growing wild out by the woods. I would make a basket with the front of my t-shirt and take home as many of you as I could. And to say that you are pretty would be like saying that the ocean is blue, because the ocean is filled with all kinds of colors, and I see all kinds of things when I look at you. And I want to explore you with my tennis shoes off, standing ankle deep in a tide pool with my khaki pants rolled up. Say that you are funny. Be like saying that the night sky is black, because the night sky is filled with stars and comets and planets that no one has seen yet. And I want to look at you lying down on my front lawn. Try to take you all in at once, but you just go on and on and on.
That was Paul Barabeau with the song Strawberry, and that was preceded then by Bob Schneider with Peaches off of his 2011 album A Perfect Day, as Sam delved you into, threw you into his indie music playlist about food.
Gotta love it.
I mean, it was okay.
Gotta love it.
It's just too much ukulele, Sam. I don't come here for the ukulele.
See, but I do.
That's where you're wrong.
But Charlie, is this the Charlie Day special? No, it's the Samter Day special.
Yeah, that's because I've brought you in and you're actually here, not because you're in control.
Exactly right.
You may notice who has the control of the soundboard and the laptop here.
Exactly right.
It's also my name on the show. what do you want to play next?
I don't know. Charlie, why don't you surprise me?
Since I am going to surprise you.
You didn't seem too thrilled with the last choice.
Here, from her solo career that she started after the breakup of the band Rilo Kiley, here is Jenny Lewis with her album, with her song off of the album The Voyager. This is Head Underwater. That was Amy Mann with her song Red Vines off of her album Bachelor Number 2. She right now is actually undergoing a project called 30 Songs in 30 Days, where she releases a song. I think it's over Twitter pretty much every day. I've listened to one of them. It was about Donald Trump. It was actually kind of funny and well made. So check that out if you're so inclined. Before that was Jenny Lewis with Head Underwater. And now, Sam, thoughts on things. Go.
Well, I think it's time for a PSA, so I'm going to read that out now.
All right.
This one is the pedestrian safety PSA. It's got the Abbey Road cover right here for me.
Oh, yeah. You know the Beatles are pedestrians.
Yeah, they're the most pedestrians, actually.
Oh, wow. That's a slight.
Yeah, I mean, Ringo Starr is not even the best drummer in the Beatles, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, yeah, that's a quote. So.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
Don't hit people.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections, but that doesn't stop most people. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signs. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
I wish people stopped for pedestrians.
You know that one in our hometown that's like
the
on
one
the
on the bridge? Yeah.
I have never had a car stop for me there in my whole life.
I've had cars stop for me before, and it's always really nice.
There have been many occasions where I have taken the first step, assuming they will slow down. They've sped up.
I will put this into perspective. It's a very small intersection on a classic, like, one lane both ways road. But it's like 30 mile per hour road, so people are going 40. But there was a time where I had walked halfway through the intersection and I was staring this guy down and I was like clearly going to cross. So it was classic, you know, you have to slow down because this guy's going to just walk
in
front of me.
You don't have to do anything.
And, well, you do. It's the law, as we just found out. But this guy just kept driving, and he looked at me. He looked at me, and I was standing in the middle of the road waiting to cross, and he zoomed by at 30 miles an hour. And I was very unhappy, and then I crossed.
There was one time, I think I stood there for actually a good 10 minutes.
I don't believe that. I frankly do not believe 10 minutes.
10 minutes of my life is gone because I was standing at that intersection.
Yeah, it's more like probably 3 max. So, whatever you say. Let's play some country music.
Aye.
Not like old, no, not like modern country. I'm never going to play Florida Georgia Line on the radio.
Just checking.
This is going to be actually some older stuff. It's like Hank Williams' School of Country Music. In this case, the artist is Glenn Campbell, and this is his song about someone who plays a lion. This is from Kansas. This is The Wichita Linesman by Glenn Campbell. Please enjoy.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
da 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 just to feed the pets he raised. Put the flowers in your vase and make the lipstick for your face. Over the years you swam.
That was Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their album Replay This Song to the Last Whale, Critical Mass / Wind on the Water. Thoughts on that song, Sam?
I like Nash the best.
You like Nash?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Nash.
What is Nash's name? I know it's David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and then something Nash.
No, it's just Nash.
It's just Nash. Is it Nash. Steve Nash?
No, it's just
former MVP point guard for the Phoenix Suns.
Just Nash.
Just Nash? Would you change your name to Just Nash?
My name actually already is Just Nash,
is just,
Charlie.
Is just the first name?
Just is the first name.
The more you know.
Yep. TIL.
Yeah. How internet of you, Sam?
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, you should have an AMA. Find Sam's AMA on Reddit tomorrow at 9 a.m.
If you read Ken Bones, it'll be a lot like that, but less good.
And you'll have a less kind of horrendous Reddit history.
Yes.
I would hope so. Unless your dad beats you with jumper cables.
I mean, on occasion.
What do you want to hear next?
If you go to my Spotify account, you'll probably find... Can't Find the Rain. You could also search it. I like that song. It's an
excellent
song. Is it in
a playlist?
I believe it's in one of my playlists, yeah.
Who is it by?
I can't remember for the life of me.
Is it, does it have any ukulele? Because if it has...
It's actually pretty much a cappella.
Oh, that's even worse.
But no, not completely, don't worry.
It's even worse. We're not going to listen to it now. We are going to listen to some a cappella, though. Once I search it, let's listen to the a cappella version of Is She Really Going Out With Him, if I can find it.
It's a process, huh? You didn't really prepare for this.
I have to search it, because I misspelt it. This is tragic. Oh, here we are.
Life.
So, from Joe Jackson Live in 1988, this is the a cappella version of Is She Really Going Out With Him.
1, 2, 3, 4. Da 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 da
And we're back. That was a replay because my Spotify is being annoying of the beginning of To the Last Whale. But in the meantime, we have a special guest on air. Can you hear us, Jeremy?
I can.
Hello, this is our friend from home, Jeremy. Jeremy, how's it going this morning?
Pretty good. I just woke up.
You're in bed right now?
I'm in Indiana.
Why are you in Indiana?
Visiting Indiana University at noon.
I hear they have a lot of chickens in Indiana. Can you confirm this claim?
No, but I can confirm there's literally nothing for miles.
Are you going to talk to noted Trump supporter Bob Knight, one of the winningest coaches in Division I basketball history?
Sadly, no.
Jeremy, I know you're a pretty big basketball fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, do you have any recent basketball tidbits that our listeners might find interesting?
This is the sports segment.
Yeah,
of the show.
Our daily sports segment. So, what are your thoughts on the current state of the upcoming basketball season?
For those of you just tuning in, this is our recurring segment, Jump Balls with Jeremy.
College basketball or NBA?
No, NBA basketball, Jeremy.
It's the eve of the season, Jeremy.
The one that actually matters.
I mean, I expect the Warriors to play well. I don't think they'll achieve over 70 wins like they did last season.
Why not?
I think because they need some time to grow, learn how to play with Kevin Durant. Their lack of steps is going to hurt them. They lost.
Do you think that Lil B will? Do you think that Lil B has been able to retract his curse of the Kevin Durant in the song that we cannot mention on air?
He did that already when Durant signed with the Warriors.
But do you think he can go back on his magic?
No, he's on Durant's on Lil B's favorite team. There's no way he's going to put the curse back on him.
Well, no, I'm saying, do you think Lil B has the power to take off the curse that he placed? Or is it out of his hands now? Is it too big?
Yeah, he already took off the curse.
Well, Jeremy, let me put you on
the
spot.
We're not on the same page.
Let me put you on the spot here. If you had to give me a prediction for winner of the NBA championship this year, who would it be?
The correct answer is obviously the Sacramento Kings.
the Kings would be nice, but... Can I give like a top three?
Give me a top three, yeah.
All right. In no particular order, I'm going to say Warriors, Cavs, and Spurs.
Well, I think that is a pretty good list. You know, Jeremy, I've got another question for you here. One last question before we go back to some music. Do you have any song requests for today?
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Oh, right. Let's Rickroll him right now. Thank you, Jeremy. Have fun in Indiana.
All right, thank you.
Love you, Boyd.
Love you, too.
That was our sports analyst, Jeremy Keston, calling in from Indiana University, which is somewhere in Indiana. I don't know the city. I would mention it, but...
There's a lot of fields around it.
I haven't the faintest clue.
It's somewhere.
So, as per request, this is... As I... get it on Spotify. This is Rick Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up.
Swallow space class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Reach out, touch faith.
Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode there. Sam.
Did you know I have read every single Magic School Bus story?
How many are there?
A lot.
I was always. I mean, I always preferred the Magic School Bus to, say, the Magic Tree House in terms of magical objects for kids.
I think I preferred pretty much anything to the Magic Tree House. It was pretty bad.
Do you remember when we saw the stage adaptation of the Magic Tree House?
That was even worse.
I didn't think it was that bad, but it did kind of have rents, 525,600 minutes, or like a song that was a blatant ripoff of it.
A lot of things have blatant ripoffs of that song.
I guess everyone loves Seasons of Love.
How could you not?
Speaking of Seasons of Love, we're going to play that in a moment.
Segways are cool.
What other, if you had to choose another show tune, Sam, what would you say?
Well, I think we should be topical here, and I would go with Dear Old Syracuse from The Boys from Syracuse.
Is it good?
It's fun.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
No, yeah, no, it's good, it's good.
Okay. This is Seasons of Love from Rent.
In midnights, in cups of coffee.